What's up, man? All right, guys. So I'm out here in a cenota. For those of you who don't know, a cenota pretty much is a cave like this. As you guys probably know by now, I'm in Mexico. I'm actually in Cancun. Technically, it's not Cancun. It's Tulum, which is about almost 2 hours away from Cancun. I'll tell you why I left Cancun in a minute. But where I'm at right now, guys, it's a cenota. A cenota pretty much is a freshwater oasis, as you guys can see. This was a cave that broke down or something, and it exposed all this freshwater. I was actually snorkeling, as you can see. You can see some turtles. You can see some, look at how fresh the water is, huh? You can see right through it. You can see turtles. You can see fish. It's really nice. The water is not cold at all. As you guys know, I went swimming in waterfalls across America, whether it's in South Dakota, whether it's in the Smoky Mountains, or even in Florida, where we have some springs in Florida. The water here is not cold at all. So I'm not shivering. Even when I went into that waterfall in Dominican Republic up in Constanza, the water there was cold, but the water here, not cold at all. So it cost like $25 or 500 Mexican pesos to get in here. Personally, I think that's a little bit too much of a ripoff, especially when other cenotas are like $10, but I guess this is where all the tourists come to, so it is what it is. Anyway, so let's talk about Cancun. Now, Cancun is really for tourists, okay? Cancun is not for people to go there and live. It's really more for tourists. You go to the hotel zone, which I didn't go to because I'm not doing tourist people stuff, because that's how you get ripped off, by doing tourist people stuff, as we all know. So when I was in Cancun, guys, the best thing to do in Cancun, in all honesty, guys, is if you want to go there and you want to party in the hotel zone. If you try to live in first of all, it's super hot, super humid in Cancun. You think we had it bad in Florida. Cancun is hell a lot worse than Florida. It might be a little bit worse in Miami. This is one of the reasons why I don't like Miami. Miami is super hot, super humid. In fact, the distance between Cancun and Miami as the crow flies is like 500 miles. So obviously the weather is going to be about the same. Again, there's a reason I left Florida for California. I just hate heat and humidity, especially the humidity part. So, Cancun, hot and humid. It's hot and humid all year round, and that includes the winter time. At least Florida for half a year, between, say, November to, like, April is decent. Here in Cancun, from my understanding, is weather is hot and humid all year round, just like the Dominican Republic. If you guys remember, I went to Dominican Republic in the middle of December. Hot and humid, and it doesn't get any better. Anyway, so Cancun, guys, first of all, you kind of need a car to get around Cancun. That's number one. Fortunately for me, I was able to rent a car from the airport for $20. Guys, do yourself a big favor. Do not rent a car on the internet. Let me say that one more time. When you're going to Mexico, do not rent a car on the internet. You're going to see cars on the internet for like $8, $9, $10. You're going to be like, hey, $10 a day for a car. But when you get here, they're going to tack on insurance, which is mandatory. So all of a sudden, that $10 will end up being like $30, $40. So I was not expecting to rent a car here in Cancun. I was actually going to rent a scooter. But when I was at the airport, I passed by Hertz. And I just, for the heck of it, I said to myself, you know what? I'm just going to go ask Hertz, hey, man, how much is it to rent a car? I was expecting him to say $40, $50 a day. He told me $20. And I'm like, does that include insurance? He's like, $20, it includes everything. And he was right. So I rented the car for a week, $140 for a week, plus $250 deposit, which is standard. So when you come to Mexico, guys, do not rent a car on the internet, rent it in person, and do come in the low season, okay? If I came here during spring, I'd have paid an arm and a leg for a car because that's the high season. So this is the low season right now. It's summer. Not many people come here during the summer because it's hot and humid. You come here during the winter break and the spring break, okay? You want to come to Mexico in the low season, not the high season, especially a place like Cancun. So Cancun is good for tourist stuff, and it's also good for medical tourism. For example, I'm going to get some fillings done over here. $70, okay? $70 to do fillings. A root canal, if you need it, is $350. The ticket, round trip ticket from Fort Lauderdale to Cancun is not even $150. Okay, if you guys want to do Botox, you want to do fillers, which I plan on doing, it's pretty much half off, you know. In America, for me to do fillers for my eyes here and here will cost me $1,800. Here, it's going to cost me a little bit under $1,000. So, for medical tourism, guys, come to Cancun. The doctors here are really good. You know, they're not, you know, behind the wall doctor or anything like that, okay? So, medical tourism, Cancun is good for. Hotel zone, if you guys want to have fun, stuff like that, Cancun is good for, okay? But for to live in and enjoy the place like a local, it's not going to work out for you because you need the Spanish language. I cannot stress this enough, guys. You need Spanish if you want to live in Cancun outside of the hotel zone. So Cancun just wasn't it for me. So I'm going to go off to Playa del Carmen after this. As you guys can see, this is a cave, right? This is where the water is behind me, nice and blue. So like I was saying, guys, I'm actually going to go in for one more dip. They're going to close in like 20 minutes. So I'm going to go in for one more dip. But in the meantime, guys, I'm taking off to Playa del Carmen. I'm going to see what Playa del Carmen is. Playa del Carmen is supposed to be smaller than Cancun. It's walkable. It might be a little bit more better for expats compared to Cancun. Again, guys, Cancun just wasn't it for me, you know. So maybe Cancun, Playa del Carmen will be a little bit more expat. I don't want to say friendly, but more expat accommodating. I'm going to be in Cancun for 2 days. Obviously, going to go to Cozumel, God willing, of course. So one of the things I want to show with you guys is that I want to show you what's going around in this town. Cancun, guys, cannot stress this enough. It's good for medical tourism. I cannot stress medical tourism enough, guys. You know, if you want dental work, you want cosmetic work, Cancun is the place to be. The doctors are just as good as America. In fact, most of them have been educated in America, or most of them could very well be Americans who just don't want to deal with the bullshit that we have in America. So the doctors here in Cancun are top-notch, number one. And number two, their fees are pretty much half of what America is. And again, I'm getting a filling for $70. How much is a filling in America for dental work? $250, $300. For $300 here in Cancun, you can get a root canal. So if you guys want dental work, come to Cancun. Again, cosmetic work, come to Cancun. It's actually cheaper for me, Amr Mitwali, to come out to Cancun for a week, get my dental work, get my Botox, get my fillers over here, than it is for me to actually do that stuff back in America. But if you guys want to live, enjoy life, I don't think Cancun is for you. I was there for 2 days, and I'm like, yeah, this is not gonna work out for me. Yeah, eating out is cheap. You can eat out in Cancun for like $15-$16 and still have food to take home with you. But I just wasn't feeling Cancun. So we're gonna find out if Playa del Carmen is a little bit better for us. All right, guys, I'm gonna see you in the next one. Take care, peace.